What a great time last night at Little Rizzo's. It was the Yellow Profile launch social for their health, fitness, and beauty issue. And one of the real highlights for me, I have to tell you, was meeting 92-year-old Eldon resident Harry Reid. He was there. He's a decorated World War II veteran. This guy fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He stormed the beaches at Normandy on Omaha Beach on D-Day. And just, I mean, you should have seen the line of people who wanted to talk to this gentleman. His stories were unbelievable. 92 years old, spry as anything, a twinkle in his eye and a smile on his face. At one point, he showed me where there was still shrapnel on his eye, inside, like right close to his eye. He says, it's kind of grown over now. He hands me his hand. He goes, here, feel right here. And you could feel like a little piece of shrapnel where his hand was. He said, they always said if it didn't hurt you, you could take it home. It's a souvenir. He's amazing guy. Just no question why we call his generation the greatest generation. It was just fantastic. And also there last night was Erin O'Flaherty. She is on the cover of LO Profile magazine. She is Miss Missouri. Her reign is soon going to be ending, but she was there as well, and I got a chance to visit with her at the LO Profile launch social. I'm here with Erin O'Flaherty, Miss Missouri. It's the LO Profile launch social here at Lil Rizzo's. First of all, Erin on the cover of the latest LO Profile magazine.
Yes.
What has it been like being Miss Missouri and being a part of the Miss America program, Erin?
It's been amazing. It's been a whirlwind this year, first of all. I only have 3 months left, so I'm trying to soak up every moment, but I love representing the state. I get to travel everywhere, and a part of this launch, I'm so excited to be here, and I actually stopped in Walgreens earlier today, and I saw it out, and that was a really nice surprise, so it's been amazing.
How neat is it to have this ginormous picture of you here on the cover of LO Profile magazine?
I have never seen such a big picture of my face.
Are you taking this home?
Surprising. Oh, yeah.
Totally. Hello.
It'll go somewhere. I don't know where, but
you gotta put it in your room.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
Like,
you think I should just put it on my wall?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You know, it's like those sports thing, fathead. You ever seen those?
There you go.
That's what it's like, you know. As you go through these final 3 months, Erin, are you starting to think, wow, this is almost over?
I try not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to take it day by day and see what happens. And, you know, I'm booked pretty much all the way until I give up my title. So I'm just going to go into the last 3 months with as much enthusiasm as I can.
Tell me about meeting the other state contestants in Miss America and being in Atlantic City. What was that like?
That's been honestly the highlight of my year. I've made so many best friends, women that I think are going to be my bridesmaids one day. It's
neat.
Amazing.
That's
I mean,
neat.
Really, the relationships that we're able to form throughout the year and being in Atlantic City for 2 weeks was incredible. The entire Miss America experience was amazing. And so if there are any little girls out there that ever dream of becoming Miss America, you need to go for it.
It's still very much alive and well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's changing with the times.
Yes.
It's moving on. It's,
yes.
It's not your parents or your grandparents,
thing.
Miss no, America
and
badge.
That's a good thing.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of girls now are getting into it because they want a way to pay for their tuition, and that's exactly what I did. And then, you know, we stress service and success. So it's a really good, well-rounded program just to build up women leadership.
Erin O'Flaherty, Miss Missouri 2017?
16.
16.
Yeah,
I'm confusing my years.
Getting
okay, that's right. It is such a pleasure to meet you, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
A delightful woman and a wonderful time last night at the LO Profile launch social at Lil Rizzo's.